American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. President-elect Trump is vowing to roll back electric vehicle mandates with support from his pick for head of the Environmental Protection Agency, former New York Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin. Kelly Saberi with more.
Somebody who's really on the same page as the president-elect is Senator-elect Bernie Moreno of Ohio, who says that we're about to see the golden age of autos in the U.S. He is a former car dealer himself. He told me his plan to make this happen. He says the first thing is to write a new tax code for companies. Then he also wants to get rid of the subsidies that come with buying an EV. One of the other things he wants to do has to do specifically with the state of California. He wants to prohibit the state from setting its own emission standards that are followed by 14 other states around the country, and he'd like to create a unified emissions policy for the entire nation.
A FEMA supervisor has been fired for telling workers to avoid responding to Florida homes affected by Hurricane Milton that advertised support for now President Trump. Florida Republican Congresswoman Anna Paulina Luna says she wrote to FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell demanding answers.
Chairman Comer is asking her to come in and testify. I expect a full investigation, and I want to see emails because I don't think that this is just an isolated incident. My district was actually one of the hardest hit districts. We had 13 people die. A majority of my constituents had their claims denied with FEMA. And so I do believe that, as you saw, this was a very weaponized administration. And I do think that they know of more instances, but they're probably covering up for it. So it's our job to get to the bottom of it.
Following the victory of President Donald Trump, Republicans are close to clinching a majority in both the Senate and House. House GOP leaders making their first public comments since the election. House Speaker Mike Johnson with reaction.
We flipped blue seats to red as we planned, and we kept this majority. We expect that the majority will be larger than last time. We still have a number of races outstanding, but we're very optimistic about those.
Former Georgia Congressman Doug Collins says prior to the election, the polls revealed that Americans were fed up, but Democrats ignored it.
The real interesting part for me was watching this, as I've watched, both our party, Republicans and Democrats, go at this for a long time, is that the polling was consistent about what mattered to Americans. And it was the economy, inflation, border, and then you had the other things. And it was never failing in this race. And to simply ignore that is, I think, what Democrats are having to wake up to. There are ways that Democrats could have messaged this a lot better. But it is amazing to me a little bit that it took an election of this caliber for them to realize the resentment in the country about what was going on with the economy and what was going on with others.
The new Republican majority in the Senate will be electing its leader tomorrow. And one new senator has some things he needs to hear from the candidates before he casts his vote. More from Steve Jordahl.
There are three names being bantied about for Senate Majority Leader to replace Mitch McConnell: John Cornyn of Texas, Florida's Rick Scott, and John Thune of South Dakota. Senator-elect Jim Banks of Indiana is still on the fence ahead of tomorrow's vote.
I've listened to all three of the candidates who are running. There's a candidate forum that all the senators and senators-elect like myself would be a part of, and I have more questions, so I'm going to withhold my decision about who to vote for.
He does have some things he wants to hear.
I want the leader to support the president. This president was elected with a mandate, and I was a new member of the House in 2017 when President Trump was inaugurated. We had Republican leadership in the House and the Senate, and they worked against President Trump's agenda, so we can't repeat that mistake this time.
And he says majority leader is not the only job up for grabs tomorrow.
Not just the Senate majority leader that we're electing, though. We're electing a new whip. We're electing a new conference chair. So you have a whole leadership team that we're electing.
Banks is hopeful that the young guns in the Senate will break with the leadership priorities of former establishment Republicans.
There's a new era of young leaders going into the Senate or have gone into the Senate in recent years. And I think a lot of us want to see the Senate advancing the America First pro-Trump agenda.
I'm Steve Jordahl.
U.S. stocks are drifting today. The S&P 500 down 0.2%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 139 points. And the NASDAQ Composite unchanged. I'm Rusty Pugh.